This week, after a firestorm of criticism, Fox has canceled its interview with O.J. Simpson entitled, If I Did It, Here's How It Happened. Mad TV has obtained excerpts from the unaired interview with Judith Regan. Here now are portions of Simpson's interview deemed suitable for broadcast.
Why now did you decide to write a book about that night in June?
Oh, well, actually, it's not just about that night. It's about other things, too. Like, it's about my whole relationship with Nicole.
Murder!
But it's not a confession. Oh, no, I know a lot of people think it's a confession, but it's definitely not
murderer.
One of those. Hell! Well, that's when I decided to put if in the title. Mm-hmm. If I did it, here's how it happened. All right? You know, originally I didn't have the word if in there. In fact, first title I came up with was I Did It, Here's Why. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm Mr. Murder.
Hey, little man, what's up?
Later, we sat down at Simpson's favorite bistro as he reflected on his famous trial.
I'll tell you, when that verdict came back not guilty, I was like, no way! No way! Hey, if I did it, I just beat the rap. Hey-o.
Hello. What can I get for you today?
I'll have the spinach salad.
Okay. One spinach salad for the profiteering gutter whore. And for the double murder.
I don't know. What's good today?
Well, we have a live Maine lobster that's broiled in butter. Or if you'd like, I could bring it out to the table and you could kill it yourself.
That sounds good, huh?
Oh. Or perhaps you'd like to carve into some pork, the other white meat.
I just can't decide. You know, I think I'd like to tear into both of them.
I'm afraid you already have, sir.
All right. Anyway, so like I was saying, when that news first hit me, I mean, you can see it on my face if you look. I look guilty, but I'm not admitting it outwardly. You know, and I never have. I never will, because I didn't do it necessarily. You understand what I'm saying? Words in different order mean different things. This is what I found in my travels.
In your travels?
Absolutely. You know, back in the day when I used to be on the football field, and, you know, I'd run. Sometimes I'd run like I was guilty. Doesn't mean I'm guilty.
I asked Simpson what he thought of everyone around him referring to him as a criminal.
Hell, I'll tell you something. If I'm a criminal, I'm a famous criminal. Famous for doing something despicable and foul. Hell, man, you're working with Fox. You know what I'm talking about.
In fact, if he did it, his fame affects almost every aspect of his life.
Oh, there it is. Not bad. Okay, one, two, three. All right, who wants first slice, huh? Who wants it? All right, you want it? You want it? Yeah, you got it. Here we go.
Even his mail is affected by his infamy.
You know what? This is just a stab in the dark, but, what you doing later?
It's none of your business, but I am busy. I'm going gun shopping with Robert Blake.
Uh-huh. I was wondering if you wanted to come to my house, do a little blow.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Mr. Simpson, that's out of the question.
Of course it is. Of course it's. Women don't tell me no.